Good morning.
Good morning.
What you got on your back? Let's see. Turn it around here so everybody can see it.
It's a bear back.
Is it a backpack?
It's a Build-A-Bear in a backpack.
And a Build-A-Bear in a backpack. I got a backpack this morning, too. She's just going right along with my story today. This was not planned. Yeah. I got a backpack. Guess why I have a backpack? To hold my school supplies. Why would I need school supplies?
Because school is almost starting in September 2nd, which is my birthday.
Yeah, I got it. I got a legal pad. Let's see what else I got in here.
I already got school lunch.
I got a notebook. Let's see what else. Red and black. I got a pen. I got important stuff here. I got a flash drive. Well, you'll figure it out in a year or two. Yeah, that's true. I got an iPad.
You don't need that for school.
You do if you're in college. Yeah, you did. Don't tell anybody. So, yep. Okay, so who's going back to school?
Actually, I already went back to school.
You already went back to school? You already started?
Man.
How about you?
I'm going to school in 2 days.
Two more days. When did you say you were going?
September 2nd. September
2nd. How about you, Lauren? You starting school? You working hard? Doing all the stuff
Mom
tells you?
Last week.
Yep.
September.
I started already 2 days.
And you started already 2 days. And college goes back tomorrow. So tell me.
You're not in college.
Yeah, I am. Every single day of the year. Yep, because I work there. But all the students will be back tomorrow. So it'll take me 20 minutes longer to get to work than it did last week. But yeah, it's just crazy when all those students show up to school. How about on your first day of school? What was yours like, Connor?
It was good.
Was it good? Was it busy? Lots of people everywhere?
Yeah.
Raven started hers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Are you trying to keep them from hearing me? Is that what you're doing? So, what's the best thing about going back to school?
I think
school's fun.
School's fun? Recess.
Recess? What everybody says. You like recess the most?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? What's the worst thing about going back to school?
Math.
Math. What's the worst thing about going back to school?
Math.
Getting up early?
Yeah. I don't like that either.
Nicole? I'm going to send you back to school. Oh, no. Okay, so do the teachers ask a lot of questions?
Yes.
Do you have back-to-school jitters because you might not get the answer right?
Well, I have a new backpack.
New backpack? That's always a good thing, though.
And mine's already packed.
Yeah. So do you have new teachers?
Yeah.
Yep. Do you have new friends? Do you make new friends? Those are good things, right? What about first day of class and the teacher asked you a question? She asked you a bunch of them? Is it scary? Scary when they ask questions? Yeah, she asked you a bunch of them? Did you know all the answers?
Yes.
Yes. Good. Yeah. Well, just a test? You had a test already?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's bad. And you completed it? Good. Well, in our Bible story today, the disciples were going back to school. Did you know that the disciples had to go back to school?
Yeah.
They had to go back to school in our Bible lesson. We have a budding romance. Who do you think the disciples' teacher was?
Jesus.
Man, you guys have got it down. You're going to get all the answers right. Okay, so in this story, Jesus was asking the disciples questions on their first day of school. And his question to them was, who do the people say that I am?
A God.
Do you know? Do you know? Do you know who the disciples? What do you do when your teacher asks you a question? Do you raise your hand?
Yes.
You raise your hand first? Yep. And the teacher calls on you?
Yep.
Okay, so Jesus was calling on the disciples, and what did they say?
They answered.
They answered him.
They
said, some said, maybe you're John the Baptist. Another one said, maybe you're Elijah. A third one said, people say you're maybe Jeremiah or a prophet. And then Jesus asked a very important question. This is the important one. So raise your hand if you know the answer. Who do you say I am? Connor?
A teacher.
Yeah, he is a teacher. Lauren? The Lord? Got another answer?
What?
Who is he? God. That's right. Peter probably didn't even take time to raise his hand. Peter probably just screamed it out. They say, you are God. You are the Son of the living God. And Peter didn't even have to think about it. He knew right away, didn't he? So if somebody walks up to you and says, I'd like to know more about God, what would you say? What would you say? Do you know there is a lot of people out there, probably some in your schools, that don't know who Jesus is? Do you know that? So what if somebody asked you who he was? What would you say? Would you just shout it out? Raise your hand? Know the answer?
I would raise my hand.
She'll say your name, and then you'd say your son, God.
Okay. So if she said, Katie?
The Son of God.
The Son of God. The Son of the living God. That's who we say, isn't it?
But don't answer the question before it's death.
I would say that it's really hard to explain because he made, like, everything.
He did. He did make everything, didn't he? He makes us, and he's with us every single day, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And he usually tells us the things that we need to say, doesn't he? If we just listen. Yep. We open our ears and we listen. So let's have a word of prayer as we go back to school, that people will ask us and we will know exactly what to say. Okay, let's bow our heads. Scoot in here. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that you're with us each and every day, and we know that you give us the words to say. Lord, we know that there are many out there who need to find you. We know that they need our help and that they need our prayers. Lord, be with us. Help us to say the right words when it's needed, and help us to tell others that you are indeed the Son of the living God. In Jesus' precious name, amen.